JEEPS Training and Education Program is proud to release Introduction to Grain Operations. This new course is a multimedia version of what was known as JEEPS 500, with dynamic graphics, video examples, photographs, multidimensional illustrations, animations, and interactive exercises. This course is sure to prepare your team for the work you need them to do. This is a great industry primer at a great price. For a limited time, JEEPS members may purchase the course for just $195. Non-members still save and pay just $295. For more information, visit jeeps.com. Grain Elevator and Processing Society is hosting our annual JEEPS Exchange Conference at the Kansas City Convention Center, February 25th through the 28th. JEEPS Exchange is the biggest and best show in the grain industry, with more than 350 exhibitors and 45 hours of education. It is the best place to find grain handling and processing operation solutions all in one place. JEEPS Exchange brings together industry professionals from across the world to help build professional networks and connect with the products you need. Come walk the trade show floor and partake in live demonstrations and trainings. Learn more at jeeps.com/exchange. Coming up is a conversation I had with the leadership of the Canadian Prairies Jeeps chapter. You'll find out different ways Jeeps chapters support your business, your professional development, and networking. They'll also share some of the biggest challenges they feel the grain handling and processing industry is facing. And they produce a Jeeps Expo, the coolest trade show. Find out what that's all about. And finally, to provide an even greater spotlight on Jeeps chapters, we brought in our own in-house Jeeps Global Chapter expert. You'll want to hear from her. Let's go. Hey folks, welcome to the Whole Grain Show. My name is Jim Lenz, your host and director of training and education at Jeeps, where the mission of the Grain Elevator and Processing Society is about people and information and knowledge, and the mission of the industry is about feeding the world. Thanks for listening today and for joining the network of thousands of other grain handling and processing professionals across the globe taking strategic steps to grow professionally. The Whole Grain Show will give you the competitive advantage to win at work so you can make more of an impact. There are many ways for you to listen to the Whole Grain Podcast. Did you know at jeeps.com/whole grain, you can not only listen to the audio player, but we also place the show notes for each episode there as well as a transcript for each episode. We also know that many listeners prefer to listen through their favorite podcast directory. Podcasts are a great place to learn on the go. So if you're already listening to your favorite podcast app, just do a search for Whole Grain. You'll find us. Click the subscribe button. That way all the Whole Grain episodes are automatically downloaded to your device. Please leave us a 5-star rating and a comment. That will help us spread the word on this new channel for grain professionals. You also find Whole Grain on podcast directories such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and many more. Now in today's show, we'll have a fun discussion with two dedicated leaders of the Jeeps Canadian Prairies chapter. You'll not only hear from Denny Tatro and Ramzi Farag, but we'll also invite Deb Most to the show. Deb is our Jeeps member and chapter manager. Today's show is a spotlight on the value of Jeeps chapters. Today, we welcome two members of the Canadian Prairies Jeeps chapter. They are all in leadership positions within their chapter. We have Denny Tatro, who serves as president of the chapter. Denny is director of sales and marketing at FWS Group of Companies. We also welcome Ramzi Farag, vice president of the chapter. Ramzi is the build project manager at Cargill out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. Denny and Ramzi, welcome and thanks for your participation.
Thanks, James. Looking forward to this.
Same here. Thank you.
Great to have such a good representation of the Canadian Prairies chapter leadership on the show today. And I'm looking forward to not only putting a spotlight on the Canadian Prairies chapter, but also showcase many of the great benefits one has when joining a Jeeps chapter. So to allow our listeners to get to know you a bit and to add some perspective and positive spirit, could each of you share with our listeners a mantra or success quote that you live by professionally? I'll start with you, Denny, first.
Sure. I think treating people how they want to be treated is a mantra that I like to pursue. And also, this may be more of a company one, but, we believe in hard work. So working hard and play hard and obviously leading by example.
Great. And you, Ramzi?
For me, I like leave it better than you found it. So always improving, always keeping things on the progress. And from our, you know, culture and my company and what I learned from them is always focus on safety. So.
Ramsey, yeah, that's a great quote, not just for, you know, our professional lives, but great for our personal lives as well. All right. How long have each of you worked in the grain handling and processing industry? And what, by the way, makes working, you know, to you in the industry so meaningful?
Well, maybe I can start this one off here, James. I've been working in the industry for over 15 years now. And what is always apparent when you're working in this industry is the tight-knit community, the collaboration that happens between regular and associate members and various companies. Even when you compete on a day-to-day basis with other vendors, you always collaborate and everybody seems to find a way of finding solutions for our clients. And I think that's pretty neat. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're feeding the globe. So we play a pretty important role and I'm pretty proud of that.
Absolutely. That's wonderful to hear. Ramsey?
I joined the ag industry in 2014. Before that, I worked in different other industries. But it's amazing industry. And I was, one thing surprised me really on the ag industry is how huge this industry, but how small is the number of players too, right? So yeah. After a few years, you get to know almost, you know, most of the players in the industry and it gets really very close connections to the extent that you feel like more, you know, friends and close connections to different types, you know, other companies, other, you know, suppliers, vendors, contractors. So it's really great industry.
Coming from different industries, joining, like you said, in 2014. It's neat that you feel that connection. That's great. Now, could each of you share a brief description about your current role within each of your organizations and then also tell our listeners how your organizations serve the industry?
So my role is a build project manager, and I work in a group called Capital Excellence Group. It's basically a pool of project managers and project engineers, and we support North American projects, part of Cargill, you know, Capital Excellence team. I manage projects mainly across Canada and the US. And Cargill as a corporate has been in business for over 155 years now. We have, you know, over 155,000 employees and over 70 countries of, you know, facilities and services we provide services to. And Cargill's strategic objective is nourishing the world. So I'm so fortunate to be part of this corporate and this group.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks, sir Ramsey. I should have been first. You know, we pale, I guess, in reference to Cargill as a size and depth of team. But so I work with FWS. I'm the director of sales and marketing. So my role is really to establish really good relationships with the likes of Ramsey and others in the industry. We do a lot of construction projects. So we're a fully integrated design build company. Focusing. So we've got our own construction crews, we've got our own engineers in-house, as well as provide services to our clients in after build services. We look after the maintenance of our facilities as well once we build them. So, you know, we've been around here half of what Cargill's been around. So we're going to be celebrating 70 years or just under 70 years here in the upcoming year. And we are an employee-owned company and take what we do at heart. And we do a lot of construction, but what we like to say is we build relationships along the way, and they have lasted 70 years as well, and we're quite proud of that.
Great long-term organizations are, again, feeding the world directly or indirectly. Wonderful. Now, I want to use this show to showcase some of the great work going on at a local Jeeps chapter, since we have listeners from around the world. Let's start off rather broad and then narrow the focus a bit. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about your geographic region? I just don't want to make any, you know, assumptions with our listeners. What is a geographic range of where the Canadian Prairies chapter members come from? And as you think about the chapter members and the work they do on a daily basis, could you please share with our listeners the various roles they play within the grain industry that comprise the Jeeps chapter members?
Geographically, you know, we comprise Central Canada and West. So we are from Manitoba, covering Saskatchewan and Alberta. You know, we've got, interestingly enough, out of our 200 plus members, we also have a few stragglers into the US, and we have some into the Quebec market and a few other states as well, which is fairly interesting. So we are a pretty active group and we serve a large geography, but a lot of good members in our association.
Now, just because we're drawing listeners from different parts of the world, they might be curious. Could you please share grains producers, facilities, and vendors are supporting in your geographic area?
We see a wide range, really, of companies and industries. in our chapters. So we see, you know, companies like Cargill's, Richardson, like I don't want to, you know, say names because I'm sure I can't remember all the names, but this sort of companies, right? And also vendors and suppliers, equipment manufacturers, all kind of this industries, plus contractors like FWS. And again, I don't want to start calling names because I'm sure I forget someone.
Yeah, no, for sure. So all the major players, a lot of multinationals are part of this. So obviously they see the value in joining the group, the association, and the value that not only our chapter, but Jeeps International brings to the table as well through the Jeeps Exchange program and shows that you hold. And also, you know, we also have our own venues that we hold trade shows here every couple of years. So, you know, not only the multinationals, we also have a lot of independent grain companies as well that are part of our association, and even to the likes of rail companies that take part. And, you know, so we've got a really, really broad spectrum of members.
And can you share the different type of grains elevators and facilities are storing and handling?
Canola, we've got wheat, corn, you name it, it's handled through Central Canada.
I'd love to hear some examples of the training and events and other activities your chapter supports that you draw engagement throughout the year, because there's other chapters out there who are looking at others for different ideas and things. So I'm sure they would love to hear what's going on with the Canadian Prairies chapter.
You know, I'll get to the coolest show here in a minute, but we like to have to host some in-person events throughout the year to engage and bring value to the membership. We usually have some speaker events two or three times during the year. That happens after hours and a good time to network. We have usually supported by a really good meal, and we provide an update to the membership on what the board is planning. But really what we like to do is have an interesting speaker that talks about something that's related to the industry through safety, through lean initiatives or other, or something that's maybe related to life in general, like safe practices for your kids when they're going to school or sports programs and other things. But at the end of the day, it's really leaving a lot of time to network. The groups that are there, either regular or associate members, like to network and to connect. So the last few years, obviously, has been quite the challenge for all of the chapters. But we're quite happy to be back in person. You know, we hosted our annual golf event again this year, which was sold out event, and raised a bunch of money for Ag in the Classroom, which is a really strong program that happens here. We focused it in Manitoba, but it happens across Canada, and really bringing the education back to the classroom about agriculture and teaching the kids that, you know, milk doesn't come from the store. It comes from the farm, and we got to reinstate that. So we really like to support that initiative and others. You know, I think we raised over $10,000 at the event that we are bringing back to the community. So that's pretty impressive. And I guess closing off on the coolest show on earth, which is properly named for hosting this show in the sunny capital of Winnipeg and Manitoba in January. So this year's show is January 10th through 13th. And typically that's the coolest time of the year to be in Winnipeg. You know, we have a lot of fun. We have warm hearts and we reunite in this very large show. We have a list of 8 speakers that are going to come in to speak about everything from safety, from preventative maintenance programs, lean, you know, and I'm going to miss a whole bunch here, but really, really good program. A lot of work goes in, and I really want to take this opportunity as board chair to thank our committee for all the efforts that goes into planning these events. A lot of volunteer hours put into this, and it goes a long way for our membership.
That is great. By the way, that fundraiser and a lot of chapters are thinking of ways to do that. Golf Outings has been a popular, and you said Egg in the Classroom. I'll put a link to that in the show notes so you can take a look at that. Others may be interested in supporting that organization. So that's great. You are always looking at the future and continuing to support the industry. I think it's really, really important. And for Jeeps as an organization globally, what do chapter members bring to the table? And what I mean by that is, what do you see as some of the benefits of joining a local Jeeps chapter?
There's a few things. I'll talk maybe about anybody that's new to the industry. So if somebody's new to a company, for instance, in our company, so we hire a new person coming in the various role, be it an engineer, be it, you know, maybe an estimator, a planner, we like to encourage them to become members in Jeeps because they will learn the industry. They will make lifelong connections in the industry and really be exposed to a ton of great learning opportunities. Obviously, Jeeps International provides a vast array of training available online, and it's just a really inexpensive way to provide a ton of value to new members. When it comes to existing life, you know, we've got lifelong members that are part of this, and the value they get is also collaboration, networking, learning. You know, we're never too old to learn, although we have some gray hairs on us. We're never certainly not too old to learn and really connect and, you know, share our challenges. I mean, there are companies out there that are going through certain challenges. And, you know, although we compete, like I said earlier, we are in it for the end user. We're in it to bring value to the industry. And that's through sharing knowledge. And this venue is a tremendous opportunity to do that.
Ramsey, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, no, I think Denis nailed it on the head, because to me, the biggest values that like the Canadian Priority Chapter is the networking and the shared knowledge. There's a vast amount of knowledge with the members. And every time there is an event, there's a meeting, there's discussion, there's something always to learn. We either learn or pass our knowledge to, like Denis said, to new people, to the industry, new players. And there's always this sort of knowledge exchange, you know. So it's a great environment.
Oh, wonderful. Now, obviously, you are leaders of the Canadian Prairies chapter, president and vice president, and there's other roles, other leadership roles, and serving as committees, a leadership role as well. If listeners are considering right now taking Jeeps chapter leadership role, whether they're about to join maybe Jeeps chapter or on a Jeeps chapter, maybe they're relatively new to the industry or the organization they're with or to Jeeps, or they've been with that for a while, you know, there's formal and informal leadership roles. So I'm talking about a formal leadership role with a chapter. How does that support your development as a professional in the industry? Does it have an impact on your growth in other areas? Does it change your view of the industry at all? If it does, you know, how is it the case?
I think it's a great opportunity for personal development. I mean, if you have not been part of a board or organization in the past and you're in the grain industry, what a great way to learn. You know, the people that are around the table, they were not always veterans of the industry or of board management or governance, but we have all become very good and into our roles, and that comes from being exposed to it. So join, volunteer. If you're nervous about joining, you don't know where to stand, volunteer on one of the committees and raise your hand at one of the meetings. We're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for fresh ideas. We listen when we're at a board meeting. It's not just Ramsey or I or the rest of our board talking. We're there to listen to the ideas from other people. And what a great way to learn, like I said earlier. Just come on in and, you know, you'll learn board governance. You'll learn how to interact, speak up. You'll learn a ton about the industry and help out on some great initiatives that we mentioned, trade shows, golf events, speaking events, you name it. Be part of the finance committee, whatever. I mean, it's a get some great exposure to some great people.
Now, Jeeps chapters and chapter members are always curious about, you know, what other chapters are doing. You have a very active chapter. You have a very big conference in the coolest time of the year. What are some other ways your chapter leadership creates engagement? Actually, you probably have answered this in a number of different ways, but is there anything else you two might want to add? Because there are chapters who are in different stages, and they're always asking the questions, how do we create more engagement? How we attract people and retain people and a chapter member? What are your thoughts on that?
And I appreciate the opportunity, but again, we talked about the development in a personal level and as well as a professional level. I was honored beside my role as a, you know, vice president in the chapter, but also leading the programming committee. So part of my role within the board is to come up with ideas, programs, events, things like that, right? And in the past 3-4 years, of course, there was times that was very challenging because of the situation with the COVID and everything. We were able actually to pull some events even during that challenging time because we had some online events, some seminars, some interactions with people within that environment. But also we will look at different other venues and activities, like Denis mentioned, you know, dinners, having dinner together, entertainment, like the golf, you know, tournaments, even after the coolest show on earth, there is a casino night. That's very interesting also event. Again, it's all about networking, but also having fun and connecting to the industry. So,
oh, that's great.
Now, big picture thinking, think about yourself and your perspective, what you've learned so far, work in the industry, and just this great network that you have with the Canadian Prairies chapter and all the members and all the discussions. What are you seeing? What are your local chapter members seeing as some of the biggest challenges the grain handling and processing industry is facing now or that are on the horizon?
What we're hearing, what we're seeing, I guess, obviously inflationary pressures are up. So there's rising costs, operational costs. There is also a huge labor shortage. So you can drive around anywhere in our coverage area here and you'll see every company truck out there with a sign that they're hiring. Everybody's hiring. And, you know, there's more people hiring than are people looking to work. So that's a major struggle. So obviously, you know, looking at automation, looking at streamlining operations so we can, you know, rely on less people, unfortunately, but that's just the reality of the affair. And clearly supply chain. I mean, we've all struggled by it. We've been hearing about it, but now it's really hitting us hard and, you know, it's impacting us on a lot of different levels. And I'm sure from Ramsey's standpoint, you know, that he can talk about challenges with rail and car movements throughout the harvest season here. It's always a challenge in our, through Western Canada. You know, there's just not enough cars to haul the grain, especially this year. You know, it's been a tremendous crop. Or at least it's looking like it's going to be a tremendous crop. So we need to move that grain across the globe. So that's also a challenge, I think, for our members.
Yeah, great points. Everybody's experienced those things. Is there anything else you want to emphasize, Ramsey?
Yeah, I mean, from my end, no, exactly like 100% agree with what Denis mentioned. The other thing, too, is how to attract and have the expertise of younger generation, younger people, right? I see that a little bit of challenge, too, because we need to pass the knowledge and expertise to, you know, next generation. And again, what's happening on the labor market and supply and demand, I see this a little bit of challenge in the markets.
I'm going to start a sentence. And I'd love for you to conclude the sentence. All right, Denny, I'll start with you. And it'll be the same thing for you, Ramsey, as well. For me, being part of the Chiefs family means...
Putting me on the spot here, James, making me think on my feet. You know, I think for me, being part of the Chiefs family is being part of a great network of collaborators and of people that are really entrepreneurial and thinking on their feet. And thinking about what's best for the people around the globe. I'll say it again, because it's what we do. Is we're feeding the globe. We're feeding the world. Can't take that lightly. And I think we're all proud of that. So I'm especially proud of playing a very minute part in that. It's important. So I think it's great.
Awesome. Thank you. Ramsey, for me, being part of the Jeeps family means, what does it mean to you?
It means to me being a part of a wider network, vast exposure to knowledge and expertise on the markets. But the other thing, too, is on a personal level, like really making new friends and making new connections because, you know, being on the industry and especially on the board of the Jeep chapter here, it's a great opportunity to make, you know, connections and friendships with different people. So great.
Oh, so good to hear. Denny and Ramsey, thank you for spending time on the Whole Grain Show and helping to put a spotlight on Jeep's chapters. It was exciting to hear from some of the leaders of the Canadian Prairies chapter. Thanks for representing your chapter so well. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, James. And I think what you guys are doing here with this podcast is a fantastic way to get the word out. And truly appreciate the invitation and happy we could play a small part in your success. And keep up the good work.
100%. Same here. Thank you so much, James, for the opportunity. And appreciate your time to spend with us today.
Thank you both. And now I want to introduce a very special member of the Jeeps team, Deb Most. Deb is our member and chapter manager. As her title states, Deb manages Jeeps membership and chapter development and also serves as the staff liaison to the membership and chapter resource committees. So Deb, thank you very much for jumping on the show here. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate talking to everybody.
I thought it would be perfect timing to get you on board with this episode because we want to put a spotlight on Jeeps chapters, not just on the Canadian Prairies chapter, which was great to have chapter leaders on there. But just a few questions some people may have and just provide some clarity overall on chapters. How do you at the Jeeps International Office support local chapters?
So we have a number of ways that we support chapters. One of the things we do is we help chapters maintain their quote unquote business status. They are all legal entities and they're independent entities, which means they have paperwork or they have to file with the Secretary of State. So that's kind of the nitty gritty things we do. But the more fun things we do is we help promote the chapter events. all of our chapters have different events, and they're based kind of on what the needs of their area are. So clearly, Jeeps has broad grain knowledge, but if you are in New Orleans, you're probably at a port facility. So you need to get the word out about your events and that sort of thing. So we actually do the maintaining a database of all the events, posting them on our website, and we help promote them. We do the social media. We also get our chapter leaders together regularly so they can share ideas, best practices, questions, that sort of thing. So we are not actually doing most of the programs, although we have done in the past. We are actually supporting the chapter leader members who know what their chapter needs, and we provide the back end work. Some of the chapters, we actually provide the registration, all these things so that chapter leaders can shine and they can be the resource for their members in their community.
Well, that's great support. When individuals and teams join Jeeps for the first time, what is the process like to connect them with a local chapter?
So when they join, they can pick their own chapter. They can say, I really want to be a part of Canadian Prairies chapter. If they don't do that in the join process, we actually assign them a chapter, in at least in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
So we say, if you are in Illinois, you'll be part of the Corn Belt chapter. At that point, the Corn Belt leaders or the chapter leaders, you know, get a list of new members in the chapter, and they will regularly get a list of all their members. And we encourage our chapters to reach out to the new members, invite them to meetings. We encourage new members to actually introduce themselves to one of the chapter leaders if they know them, or if they want to just go to the meeting, we encourage them to go to meetings. We also encourage people, if they are in another chapter's area and the chapter's having a meeting, go to the other chapter's meeting. Like, it's not that you can only go to your chapter's meeting. We are a pretty inclusive group. And for the most part, if there's a chapter meeting happening, you're usually welcome. You might have to RSVP or pay, but for the meal. But that's a pretty great way to be able to network with people all over the country.
Yeah, and that's exactly what a couple of our episodes, this episode and a future episode, we did a spotlight on another chapter. It's just, it's a great chance to network, learn about the grain industry. It's a really supportive group, as our listeners just found out from the show here. Now, membership is growing in a number of different ways. It's growing globally. So if there are no existing chapters for someone in a certain geographic area in the world, what are some steps that they can take to begin the process of forming a new potential chapter, or how could we help them? What are your thoughts on that?
We've never had an international chapter. There's some structural problems with that. You know, we have individual members. To be a chapter, you have to have so many members. You have to be able to meet. You have to have a plan. If someone internationally is in someplace besides U.S. or Canada, is interested in starting a chapter, I think they need to reach out to us, because in our discussions, there are things that we know that we could probably help with. For example, you know, if you're developing a chapter in India, you're interested, maybe we start out by having virtual meetings, and we can help support a virtual meeting very easily. But this is also something that we'd have to work with. Each country's culture is different, and we want to be able to work with you. So I would also say that we would want to work with where you're at and what your needs are. That's the uniqueness of chapters in general, is it's not a one size fits all. The ultimate goal for me is that our members are the best resources for other people. And how do we bring people together? Like I say, feel free to reach out to us, talk to us about how we could do something. And it's a conversation. It's not a certain path.
Well, that's the magic of how the network and your chapter can support each other. We've already heard in a couple of podcast episodes early on here that if someone has a question, they have a challenge, they can reach out to another member, you know, outside their chapter too and inside, but they are confident, like within 15 or 20 minutes, they'll have someone who can support them. And that is so powerful. So thank you for all the work that you do there. Just another announcement I think would be good for our members to know, and you can share some details of that. And so we just executed and publicly announced to our membership that we have an updated website. Can you share some information about the chapters section? What does it look like? How can they go there for help and reference? It'd be neat to kind of touch on that before we go.
Certainly. So we do have a whole chapter section. If you go to the website, you'll see chapters. You can see a list of chapters with a map. That will give you the entryway into specific chapters. So let's say you go in and you say, I want to see what Canadian Prairies is doing. You click on Canadian Prairies link and they'll have a list of meetings, their leaders, and how to contact them. We also have chapter leader resources. So there's a bunch of resources on there that are for chapter leaders of how we help, how to nominate someone for awards, that sort of thing. We also have behind the member payroll, the Find a Speaker resource, which is a great way for chapters specifically or any member to go in and say, you know, I'm looking for a speaker on this topic. And these speakers have been vetted. They have come to us and said, we are interested in speaking to chapters. So that's a great resource for our chapter leaders and, quite frankly, probably for some companies who are looking for speakers, you know, on certain topics. That's kind of the big things we do. I would also encourage you to check out the new website because I'm doing a plug anyway. We have a buyer's guide. So if you're looking for products, this is non-member specific, but we've had vendors who come in and it's very user-friendly. You can look on multiple categories for companies in different areas and have contact information. We have information on exchange. Everything that we're doing, our distance education courses are there. This is a great resource to find. We wanted to make it as user-friendly as possible. So I really do invite you to check out our website, spend some time there, get questions. We also have contact information of all the staff. So we are happy to talk to you. We actually like people.
All right. Absolutely correct. Thank you for providing those details regarding membership and chapter. Thank you, Deb.
You too. Thanks.
We thank our guest and the Canadian Prairies Jeeps chapter for supporting this spotlight on Jeeps chapters. We look forward to using this platform to showcase other Jeeps chapters in the future. We encourage you to visit jeeps.com/wholegrain. That's GEAPS/wholegrain. Just click on the episode you want to connect with. You'll find the show notes there, along with links to many of the items that were referenced in the show, such as today's show. We have the coolest show. You can find out more information about that. Again, go to the show notes and also Egg in the Classroom. And don't forget, if you are listening to the show through podcast directories such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Listen Notes, Amazon Music, there's a lot of them, you'll find us, or any other app, please leave us a 5-star rating and a comment, as that will help others discover the show and grow the community. And by subscribing to the show, all episodes will be automatically downloaded to your device. If you and your organization want to sponsor an episode and serve as a featured guest on the Whole Grain Show, or if you are interested in us producing audio ads to support your product or service, please reach out to me, Jim Lenz, Director of Training and Education. My email is james@jeeps.com. The Grain Elevator and Processing Society is the largest organization dedicated to advancing the grain handling and processing industry. Be sure to check out jeeps.com. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for listening to Whole Grain.